Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Oh, yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls all over the world, we have made it to Friday. Oh, yeah. And it's time to get your Friday installment of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is January 15th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. And so, did you try to access your Apple Music yesterday? Is it, hello? You're not working? Why are you asking me to sign up when I already have an account? Well, you wouldn't be the only one because there's a buttload of people that had that problem. According to Apple, they said it was a bug. Yeah, imagine that. I think it's called iCloud, to be honest. And yes, it was very frustrating when you already had an account and Apple was asking you to sign up again. Those who were able to stay in the system, they actually couldn't stream a damn thing. But all seems well in the Apple Music verse right now. Apparently, the bug has been fixed until the next iCloud glitch. Jeez. Ah, iCloud, I shake my head at you. Speaking of things in the cloud, it looks like finally SoundCloud and Universal can get along. Mind you, it took forever to complete, but SoundCloud and Universal Music Group have agreed on a licensing deal. Of course, with the new deal, SoundCloud secures access to Universal's big old library, including artists such as Sam Smith and even U2. And to those of you also wondering if SoundCloud is still going to have a subscription thing, yeah, they're planning on announcing that sometime very soon. Just another player in the music streaming universe. Gotta wonder though, is it a little, too late for SoundCloud? Remains to be seen. Well, since we live on a hard drive, our hard drives need to get bigger and bigger and bigger, don't they? Because we just need more data and store that crap. Thanks to those folks over at Seagate, now we've got more room for our crap. 10 terabytes of room, to be exact. Yeah, it's on one drive. Seagate has launched the 10 terabyte helium-filled, yes, you heard me correctly,
helium-filled
Enterprise Class 3.5-inch hard drive. Mind you, though, of course, they're not commercially available just yet. They're only being sampled by Alibaba and Huawei at the moment, yeah, over in China. But when they finally do arrive on the store shelves, you're looking at about $800 for the thing. Whoa! So how do you get 10 terabytes in a 3.5-inch hard drive? Well, Seagate's 10-terabyte drive has 7 platters and 14 heads. As of right now, though, we do not know the spindle speed, but the guesses are around 7,200 RPM. Hey, having more space is great. Gosh knows we all need it. Problem is, though, 10 terabytes of your life in one place and it fails. Think about that for a second. Windows 10 users, you kind of hate trying to unlock your Windows system, you know, key in the stuff. It kind of gets annoying. Well, luckily, there's going to be an app for that. Yes, Microsoft plans to give Windows 10 users another option to speed up that process of unlocking your PC. So via this app, it will enable remote authentication using, this is the catch, a Windows 10 mobile device. Ah, yeah, you're not going to be able to do this on your iPhone or Android. It's called the Microsoft Authenticator. Well, how authentic. And although not available yet, it is currently undergoing internal testing. Basically, what Microsoft's end goal is to make it easier to deal with those complex passwords. No word yet on a release date. Of course, it will be hitting the Windows App Store first. No word yet on an iOS or Android version. And finally, happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you. A happy birthday, microprocessor. A happy birthday to you. Yes, it was 30 years ago today that the first commercially available microprocessor came to light. It was called MIPS. Yes, MIPS CPU units. And I'm sure they've been inside a lot of things you bought over the years, including a Sony PlayStation. Yeah, I bet you had one of those. A Nintendo 64. Yeah, I had one of those. And countless other devices, including televisions. The first processor had a stunning 15 megahertz of speed processing power. Wow! When the thing was unveiled in January of 1986. The actual model was the R2000 CPU, and it was a 32-bit processor that had 110,000 transistors. One can only imagine what it would be like on Earth today without the invention of this little thing. We owe it a lot now in our daily lives. So happy birthday, microprocessor! Damn, I feel old. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Check out the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. And heck, while you're over there, you know, if you just want to have a round 24 o'clock of things going on with BTN, check out our live section. Yes, things are always live over there. Well, not quite live, as we put it, but you can watch BTN 24/7 by checking out our live page over there. Click on it, and we have the not quite live shows. You got the big show in rotation over there. Max Show is also in rotation. Classic episodes, new episodes. And thanks to Andy Vaughn, you've even got the news show in rotation over there. No video, though. Sorry. Only audio. I don't even want to think about what it'd take to edit video for this show. So if you need BTN running for you all day long, you got to check it out. BritishTechNetwork.com/live. Also, follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com, the destination for all the things happening in the BTN community. As for the new show, we take it 2 days off. It is going to feel good. You do the same, okay? Take the weekend off. You deserve it. Don't worry, though. We'll be back Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday. Oh, yeah. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.